Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt says we won't have a fireworks ban this 4th of July, but don't take that for granted.
The last 5 years here, we've had a couple of very bad years, and I hope the public doesn't take this year for granted because this is a very wet and green year. I feel very comfortable. You know, there have been years in the past that I've slept out on my deck every night and not slept very much. I was that worried. This is not one of them. I sleep pretty good right now.
While the last year's spring was also wet like this year and a similarly dry June, it's the recent rains that have made the difference this year.
It's green up, and it's fuel moisture content, so we're talking about brushes, trees. This is very wet, and if the public here that's been here for a few years remembers years that we had this area was full of smoke. We actually had ash dumping on us from nearby fires. This is a very green year.
Fire danger, he says, is not what worries him so much this year. It's more the injuries that are a byproduct of lighting off fireworks.
And from my perspective, I worry more about fireworks from the aspect of injuries. So that's what I'm going to be here for, is telling people to be very safe with these fireworks.
Fire Captain Casey Vorwaller agrees with the notion that there's high moisture content in the vegetation, or what they call the fuels.
This rain's helped us out so much. It was starting to look a little bit dry, but then we got some more moisture. And with this moisture and the possibility of a little bit more moisture this weekend, we're looking fantastic right now. The moisture contents are really high in the fuels.
Vorwaller reminds us what's legal and what's not when it comes to fireworks. Basically, he says, don't go to Evanston to get the illegal fireworks.
Correct. So there are the legal fireworks for the state of Utah, and that includes the aerial fireworks that are the cake-type fireworks. It's the multi-shot aerials, as well as the safe and sane, your fountains, your sparklers, and all that kind of stuff. The illegal fireworks are the reloadable single-shot aerial fireworks. And so, you know, those ones, where they're against the law, you know, I'm sure PD will be out patrolling, watching for those and things like that. But people can have plenty of fun and enjoy the holiday without having to use the illegal fireworks and just use the legal ones.
Remember that if a citizen starts a fire, they can be on the hook for the cost of putting it out. After this 4th of July weekend, they'll be on the watch for Pioneer Day holiday, so stay tuned for the thumbs up or down on fireworks then. The fire district ramps up its staffing over this weekend just to keep people safe.
Yeah, we do up staff, and we staff for special events, and Chief Adams deals with all of the upstaffing.
We'll be at all of the fireworks they're taking with the public. We have three of those that are planned, and especially the big one here in the city. And then when we have any of the other special events, we'll always provide medical staff if it's a certain number. So, yes, we staffed up, and even our operations chief has added extra people for this weekend just to account for what's going to happen with the crowds. We'll be here enjoying this beautiful weather.
Our fire department here in Park City is about 80% of what we do is medical. We have advanced life support, paramedics. We run our own ambulance service here. That's the bulk of what we do.
Finally, some experienced words of caution about the misuse of fireworks from the fire chief.
Yeah, you know, years ago, as a chief officer, I used to study the numbers of firework injuries, and I don't do that anymore because I know that what I'm going to see. There's injuries from loss of limbs. People get illegal fireworks. The mortar shells are of particular. These illegal mortar shells, once you light the fuse, if you stand over it, they will kill you instantly. And that happens every year. Somebody gets these things. And so they're really professional-grade illegal fireworks, and they're meant for pyrotechnicians to use that have been trained in this. And even they, somebody was telling me a story the other day that they, in a local public event, they lit off a firework, and all of the fireworks lit off spontaneously, and they were horizontal. And people in the crowd, third-degree burns, nobody was killed, thank goodness, but fireworks are inherently horrifically dangerous.
That's Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt, along with Scott Adams and Casey Vorwaller. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.